This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp from 88.1 KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves, coming to you with breaking news from Standing Rock and the protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. A press release from the Red Warrior Camp states that on September 3rd, 2016, at approximately 3 p.m., water protectors successfully stopped pipeline construction as it reached Highway 1806 through nonviolent direct and mass assembly. In that process, private security employed by Dakota Access, LLC, a subsidiary of Energy Transfer Crude Oil Company, LLC, deployed vicious attack dogs, pepper spray, and physical assaults against the water protectors. According to the most recent update, six water protectors were bitten by dogs, a dozen or more pepper sprayed, and numerous were physically assaulted, including one woman. It was reported that a North Dakota State Patrol helicopter was flying overhead during the attack. Red Warrior Camp was nonviolent and unarmed throughout this action. We will remain nonviolent and unarmed. We ask supporters to do so as well. Additionally, we ask that supporters keep the attention on the fact that Energy Transfer Crude Oil Company, LLC, feels justified in using this level of force against unarmed and nonviolent water protectors, and the state officers that are sworn to protect the people have allowed it. We are calling for all water warriors around the world to come and stand with us. If you are not able to just join us physically, we ask that you join us in prayer and commit to our week of global solidarity action from September 3 through the 17th. Red Warrior Camp will update their news on Facebook.
Oh, we got children here! We got children here!
Get them out!
What are you doing?
You got it wrong!
What are you doing?
You are so wrong!
We got children here!
Although Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirchmeyer was said to have reported ongoing negotiations to remove the giant military-style barricades blocking traffic on Highway 1860, several of the protesters headed to the site reported being stopped, rerouted, detained, and like Heather Hamill, the executive director of Justice That Works, a civil rights organization, and a graduate from Berkeley Law School, on social media stated that she was even harassed and searched by the Highway Patrol. Despite the detours, the camp has swelled to approximately 5,000 people. Reports of busloads of people heading from Tennessee to the Sacred Stone Camp can be found posted on the People's Press Project Facebook page. Outside the camp, protests against the pipeline continue in central Iowa, where an estimated 50 people were prepared to be arrested. Sioux City, Iowa also held a march in support of the Standing Rock protesters, and hundreds of Texas activists, moved by a national call from the affected tribes, who say that the black snake crosses treaty-protected land and would contaminate the drinking water of millions, chanted outside the offices of Energy Transfer Partners, who is building the pipeline 1,000 miles away from South Dakota to Illinois. The activists were joined in support from dozens of groups, including the American Indian Movement and the Brown Berets. Meanwhile, back at the Sacred Stone Camp, water warriors defend their Mother Earth and their water. The AP has reported, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe says it has found several sites of significant cultural and historical value along the path of the proposed oil pipeline. Tribal Preservation Officer Tim Mentz says in court documents filed Friday that the tribe was only recently allowed to survey private land north of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. But that didn't stop the DAPL workers from bringing in their earth movers and digging up the ground. It didn't take long for water warriors at the Sacred Stone Camp to notice the DAPL workers. Sarah Ortegon, former Miss Native America USA, posted a chaotic video of the confrontation between protesters, pipeline workers, and their private security forces and dogs. Men, women, children, elders, horsemen, drummers, and people praying and burning sage all faced the workers and turned them back. Protesters confronting DAPL workers on the front lines, like Linda Black Elk, posted on social media saying, "Warriors on the front lines, Dakota Access is on the run. All we are armed with is our prayers and songs. We hug each other and wrap each other with love. Dakota Access let dogs loose on us. They were attacking blindly, even attacking their own handlers."
Be careful, everybody. They have dogs that they're sending out to us. The dogs were actually attacking Dakota Access Pipeline workers, too. They didn't care who it was.
Let me get back and leave!
What you guys are violent!
Get those dogs away!
You guys are violent!
You think those women and children are dog bones?
They're not leaving!
They can kill someone!
Yeah, here's an animal trying to attack us.
Eyewitness Natani Means of Fort Yates posted his eyewitness account of what occurred. "I watched DAPL's private security bring huge, vicious, badly trained dogs out on women and children. They released the dogs as we were pushing them back and forcing them to leave. The dogs ran into the crowd and attacked a woman, bit her on the chest and the leg. Then one dog went after a horse, and the horse kicked it, but he still made the horse bleed. More people were attacked, and they pepper sprayed people in the front. One dog even turned on his owner and bit him 3 times. They were frightened animals. It's hard to reframe my anger as I write this, and it's hard for me not to cuss. But I will say today, we forced them to stop again. And those cowards working security, things will come full circle. And I hope you get what's coming to you by the great mystery. You released dogs into a crowd of unarmed, peaceful protesters. Today was a win, but tomorrow is still a fight. Pray for the front line." He posted a video to Facebook showing the moments before they released the dogs on the people and showing everyone on the front lines being pepper sprayed. Most on the front line were women.
Water is life!
Oyate Media Network reported, "Today, during the nonviolent direct action to protect indigenous lands and public drinking water, protesters were sprayed with pepper spray and attacked by police dogs at the front line. Coincidentally, phone and data reception dropped down to near non-existent at the exact same time." But Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Was on site with a film crew. Women are also victims of dog bites. We need more warriors.
What happened? Just a lot of mace, and the sweat was dripping. The sweat was making it run down into my eyes. I had my glasses on, and that spared me the brunt of it. But
I did this in our land. And I did. They yelled at them. I did not strike them. I did not hit them. I had every right to voice my opinion and stand for my people.
An alert by Sinead Mack for Gaius, sharing Sarah Ortegon's video, posted this statement on social media. State violence and repression escalates against peaceful water protectors at Standing Rock. Multiple reports of mace attacks and dogs used against protesters while helicopters circle overhead and surveillance aircrafts provide real-time reconnaissance intel to human rights violating state agents of repression on the ground. Electronic warfare measures have been deployed, jamming and censoring the communications of the protectors, and roadblocks have been established restricting access to the site. The state removed water trucks weeks ago, and it is not allowing sanitation trucks to remove waste from the camps and portable toilets. These human rights violations are intentional tactics of the low-intensity warfare being conducted by the state apparatus of repression forced against the protectors for the benefit of its neoliberal capitalist and corporate masters. Despite these illegal and brutal measures taken against them, Ochetisa Cohen and thousands of other water protectors and land defenders stand strong and drive back the destroyers with songs, prayers, and drumming.
Network. I'm standing here on top of a pile of earth that was moved by Dakota Access Pipeline. What's happening is that even though there's the TRO and everything, the pipeline is still continuing to be constructed from the west, coming all the way to the east where the encampment is, where the water is. And what happened today was people saw the dirt here, saw the digging on the side of the road from the camp, and they said, let's go out and put our bodies on the line. So they ran down this road and brought horses and trucks, and there was kids out here, and everybody just ran down this line until they got to where the workers are, all the way down the, probably a mile. They're way far over there, and the people went up to the workers and started like going in front of the equipment, so they shut down equipment. Workers walked away, said they were leaving, but the workers called the police. I was a police liaison today. I went and spoke with the sheriffs that are here. They told me they were not going to engage as long as people left. They told me that this is private property. I'm hearing conflicting reports that if it's private property, that people could be potentially facing felony arrest. So what we did was we recommended people to regroup. We stopped the construction for today successfully. Woo! It was a victory!
Right on.
Shut down the pipeline for today, and right now that's what's happening day by day, is just trying to get them out of here and get them to stop digging up potential sacred sites.
Myron Dewey, social media film specialist, also reports from Standing Rock, updating us about attacks on peaceful protesters.
Okay, so we're live from what just happened over here. Was they stopped the construction site down here on a Saturday, and they didn't think anybody knew. But they got people down there monitoring this area, members down there making sure that they're not drilling. And they got pepper sprayed. I'll post some videos of some of the members getting pepper sprayed, attacked by dogs. And everyone's doing okay. Everyone's a little shaken up here, but they're doing all right. So just want to say, it was a little it was a little intense. You got helicopters, you got airplanes flying up there, circling. And you got close to 1,000 people over here all the way down. So it's pretty intense here, what's going on here. I'm over here. We got some relatives on horses that are farther down, making sure that the Warriors are okay. And it's pretty intense. You know, the way the officers are treating people here, bystanders. And so we got a lot of them down there getting treated for being pepper sprayed and attacked by dogs and trying to do our best. Everyone's got water up here. They're trying to wash their eyes out. And we got the boys over here. Everyone's been monitoring. Let me go to a higher spot where you can see actually where, how far down it is. They're monitoring. And we got our relatives taking care of the water. So important to take care of the water. They're protecting their water. Our water, all our water. So there's an area down there. You can witness seeing what's going on, where they started, where they stopped. There's boys down there on horses, horseback. And it's amazing, you know, modern day warriors. This is the modern day warrior right here, protecting our water. That's what we're witnessing, modern day warriors down there. Going down there, Mia Puku, on their horses with protection, women and children. And so the people I saw being pepper sprayed were young women. And so where they're going now is the cops are coming. So everyone's moving out now. They said leave nobody alone. They're making sure everyone's going. Cops are coming down, so they're coming back. We got a lot of relatives way down there, guys. Way down there trying to make their way back. Some of them been pepper sprayed, attacked by dogs again. And they're coming back. We got horses over here. They're going to make sure they're going to go telling people they got to come back. So, yeah, they're sending relatives down there to go pick them up right now. Right down there. So this is peaceful on our behalf, on the participants here, the relatives. They're not just tribes here. There's all nations here, black, Asian, Latino, people from France, Paris. I met several people from Australia. You have so many different people coming here to support the tribes and protecting the water. If you can see right there, there's a plane right above that tree right now. There's a plane over there. So the cops are on their way down. I'm going to stay here a little bit longer just so I can catch this live. Make sure that we have documentation to our people being safe. A record that they're okay. And letting Indian country know. Share this as many places you can right now. Put share. Share what's going on. Share what's happening. Write comments. You know, sending blessings and prayers to our relatives. But that's where they're coming in from right now. They were successful in stopping the pipeline construction. Successful at a cost was getting pepper sprayed and attacked by dogs. Private security. So just want to say again, go down and share. Share. Get over there, brother. Share. This is the best spot I got for cell service. So I'm sorry if there's a little bit of wind in there. I'll get a little closer. But again, they're coming down there and they're trying to pick the relatives up because cops are coming in. And we got many people. I'm going to turn around and just look way over there. So the work is stopped for today, they're saying over the mic. Again, we got people coming down and they're treating them right now with milk and water for their eyes because of the pepper spray. And again, I'll post a video a little later. I interviewed a young woman who was pepper sprayed, and they're getting ready to do the relays over there. They're getting ready to do some games over at the camp, and all of a sudden this alert went out on what the private security was doing. And so everyone rushed over here, and our relatives, you know, on horseback are the ones that are sharing the message, just like they did back in the old days. They're sharing that message. Again, you guys, share, tag your friends, share with them what's going on down here, share that we need support. People are coming in from all over the world, which is amazing. People are riding in on bikes. They're hitchhiking to get here to show their support and solidarity. Their support for water, water of life. And it's continuing. And as this goes on, you can see the pipeline. You can see the road construction. It's huge. It's like a freeway coming through here. And they stopped it. Again, our relatives are on the far side. They're trying to make sure everyone's safe. Again, I'm going to wait till the last guy comes out and make sure that I report this accurately to you. Tag your tribal leaders. You know, we've been witnessing tribal leaders coming down and show their support. They're sending tribal members with tribal vans and vehicles. They're exercising their sovereignty and solidarity with tribes down here. It's amazing. And bringing water, bringing food, bringing fruit, bringing medical supplies, tents. They're bringing things that are needed for the children to study and get a credit in class. So again, it's amazing. You can hear everyone. I'm about a little over half a mile away, and I can hear everybody over there. There's probably a little over 1,000 people. More people keep coming in. The cars are getting longer and longer, and they're showing their support. Again, there's a plane coming down. Looks like it's about maybe 20 feet off the ground over there. So again, I want to encourage you guys to share this. Share this and share this. Click share and add a bunch of people to it. Add a bunch of names. Let people log in and see and witness what's going on down here.
A call emerges for water warriors to come to the Sacred Stone Camp at Standing Rock.
Today we turned around Dakota Access Pipeline. They reached Highway 1806. We must stop Dakota Access Pipeline from getting any closer to the Missouri River. Oyate warriors, water protectors, come join us. Come today.
Bobby Jean Three Legs, who ran all the way to D.C. in support of the protest to stop DAPL, and who is currently making her way back to the Sacred Stone Camp from Sioux City, Iowa, also makes an impassioned plea for water warriors and thanks protesters from all over the country and all over the world for their support.
Hey everybody, if you're watching this, I have a really important message to tell you, especially for my people that are on Standing Rock right now. We really need to be thankful for all the people that are on our reservation right now standing up to help protect our water and our land. And things are getting pretty serious now. They have dogs out there. They have pit bulls, German shepherds. They're macing people. I think the construction's gone right now. But Standing Rock right now, all my people, if you can hear me right now, we really need to be thankful for all these people that are here standing with us, helping protect us. Because this is really scary. What would we do if they wasn't here with us? What would we do if we were the only ones standing out there fighting for what's right? What if we were the only ones out there getting maced right now? All my people on Standing Rock, I need you to wake up and open your eyes and ears. I need you to get out there and stand with the people. Stand up for your land. Stand up for your families, your daughters, your sons. I know everything that we face on the reservation is hard, but this is going to be even more harder. This is way bigger than our struggles right now. We need you, and we need your bodies, and we need your voices. And just watching all the live videos of what's happening today, it makes me cry, because what would we do without all these people on our land, without all these people trying to help protect us? They're risking their lives right now, and the government does not give up right now.
Lastrel Indians made this call for support of water warriors. To all relations, here in spirit, sharing content, those who are here, those who take leave to come lend a hand, the water thanks you. There's a network of peaceful resistors who have frontline experience, and they need your help. Peaceful resistance is the only way that this pipeline will be stopped. We honor the women who could not take it anymore and stopped construction. We honor Happy Horse and Jeremiah and all of those who've been arrested. We ask you to support the Red Warrior Legal Fund, to support those who are making this sacrifice for us and for water. Please give any amount, even $5 matters. To donate, go to tinyurl.com/Red Warrior Legal and follow them on Twitter at Red Warrior Camp. For more updates on the Sacred Stone Camp, news releases, and ways for you to support the camp or make a donation, you can also visit sacredstonecamp.org. Thank you for tuning in to this special report from Standing Rock. Mini Wichoni, water is life.
An update from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe condemning the destruction and desecration of burial grounds by energy transfer partners. Cannonball, North Dakota. Sacred places containing ancient burial sites, places of prayer, and other significant cultural artifacts of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe were destroyed Saturday by energy transfer partners, Tribal Chairman David Archambault II said. On Friday, the tribe filed court documents identifying the area as home to significant native artifacts and sacred sites. "This demolition is devastating," Archambault said. "These grounds are the resting places of our ancestors. The ancient calms and stone prayer rings there cannot be replaced. In one day, our sacred lands have been turned into hollow ground." Construction crews removed topsoil across an area about 150 feet wide, stretching for 2 miles, northwest of the confluence of the Cannonball and Missouri Rivers. "I surveyed this land and we confirmed multiple graves and specific prayer sites," said Tim Mentz, the Standing Rock Sioux's former tribal historic preservation officer. "Portions and possibly complete sites have been taken out entirely. Thousands of people from across the United States have joined the Standing Rock Sioux to protest Energy Transfer Partners' building of the 1,200-mile Dakota Access Pipeline. If built, 500,000 barrels of crude oil would pass through the line daily. The Standing Rock Sioux have filed suit in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop construction. The tribe says it was not properly consulted before the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers fast-tracked construction approval. A decision in that case is expected by September 9th. We're days away from getting a resolution on the legal issues, and they came in on a holiday weekend and destroyed the site," said Jan Hasselman, attorney for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. "What they have done is absolutely outrageous."